In an era where technological advancements and shifting economic trends redefine the workplace, the question for job security emerges as a concern for professionals seeking stability in an unpredictable environment. So my question is there really job security today? Come on, really? Is there? Let's discuss.
Welcome to Leadership is Changing. Each week, we and our guests provide information and insights through exploring leading change. This is taking your leadership to another level by finding the balance between executive excellence and personal well-being through stories that inspire real change. It's time to adapt in our fast-moving world when leadership is changing with your host, Dennis Giannoutsos.
Hey listeners, welcome to the Ask Dennis episode. This is a freestyle episode where I'm asked a question by our listeners or I share my thoughts, experiences and insights from working with many leaders around the globe. Well listeners, it's great to be with you again on the Ask Dennis episode. When speaking with leaders around the globe, some of them mentioned to me about job security. It comes up in the conversation and I ask myself, is there really job security today? And what should you do to help job security? Is it in your control or is it out of your control? You know what, in today's rapid changing job landscape, the question of job security is more relevant than ever. Many professionals are looking for insights on whether their career or their positions really do have long-term stability. The truth, however, may not be straightforward or as straightforward as it once was. It's a really interesting concept, this whole thing, because in turn, I actually think that there isn't job security today, because for those of you who think there is, well, maybe you're being a little bit, and you're in denial, because job security today is quite an interesting topic. And I want to go through a few different areas in relation to this topic today. You see, traditionally, job security meant staying with a single employer for an extended period, and often until you got to retirement. You got the gold watch and a dead chook when you retired as a departing gift. Now, that whole way of living and working has changed dramatically. It's shifted. Today, industries are being reshaped by technology, globalization, and evolving business models. And if they're not, then those organizations actually are running a risk of becoming irrelevant and being left behind. It was expected that people stayed in a company for about 25 to 30 years. Today, we typically see the opposite. We see people in roles or organizations for 18 months to 3 years at the most. When I'm doing workshops, I go around the room getting people to introduce themselves and telling me how long they've been in the organization for. Many years ago, the answer used to be quite a lot of people in the organization, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. That was the majority. But today, the majority of the room is 18 months, 6 months, 3 years. It just depends. And the minority are 20, 25, 30 years. Now, this whole transformation brings about some significant challenges, but it also brings along a whole lot of new opportunities as well. We've seen advancements in technology and automation, and they've already replaced many jobs that once were considered secure. However, we've also seen there's been a whole lot of new roles created that require different skills. For instance, we're starting to see the rise of artificial intelligence. But the thing is that people are afraid of this AI revolution. And the thing is that this is the same thing that people used to say about the internet. Oh, it won't last. And what is this thing? And it's going to take all our jobs. Yes, AI, internet, the whole lot will take jobs, but it's also going to create new jobs as well. And so what we're seeing in the rise of the artificial intelligence, there's a lot more demand for programmers, data scientists, and tech-savvy professionals. The key here is the ability to embrace continuous learning, which is crucial for you and your career. You know what, as we adapt to these changes, it's essential that we develop skills that really complement technology rather than competing with it. The gig economy is another factor that has redefined what job security looks like. What we find today is that more and more people are freelancing or engaging in contract work instead of pursuing a traditional full-time employment. And we are seeing a lot more people today calling themselves a fractional CEO or a fractional CFO, fractional CIO. What does this mean? Many organizations can't afford to have a full-time CIO or CFO in their organization, but they've got the ability to pay for someone to do a half day, a full day, 2 days in their organization. So there's a fraction of that CFO's time that may be for one customer. And this is what we call, we're seeing that kind of job or kind of way of working actually happening. Now, what's actually happening here is that it's offering flexibility and a variety of experience as well. But then there's the other side of this whole sort of gig economy and the way that we're working from going from a freelancer and in contract work. It means that there's less predictability. There's fewer benefits as well. So depending on the country you live in, like the US, health insurance sometimes comes with full-time jobs, right? And that's worth a lot of money for people. There might be retirement plans. And all of this really depends on the countries that you're based in. Now, whether it's job security, it may depend on one's perspectives and adaptability in leveraging these new economic structures. If you can do that, wow, the world's your oyster, as they say, right? You can actually move along things. Now, some sectors are more volatile due to the technology and the changes that we're seeing, but also along with economic pressures, while other sectors offer more stability. Healthcare, for instance, continues to show robust demand due to the aging population and the technological advances medical care. Retirement homes is a great example. We have retirement homes, there's more and more that's needed and more that are opening all the time, everywhere around the world. Why? Because we have that aging population. And on the other hand, sectors like manufacturing are seeing more of a significant disruption from automation and also global competition. If you think about retail, if you think about hospitality, but retail as an example, you're seeing a lot of shops that are again becoming commercial shops that are becoming empty, or they don't seem to have a lot of people walking into their shops. Then you see that people are actually transitioning to doing a lot more online shopping. So the way that we behave as consumers is changing, but it also affects people's job security. Now, in the face of these changes, adaptability is more crucial than ever. Those professionals who continuously update their skills, now that might be through learning or training, having some coaching, and they're willing to adapt to new opportunities, they're the ones that are likely to find security in their ability to stay relevant. And that's the key. It's not just about job security nowadays. It's about you and your ability to stay relevant in today's world. Sort of areas that I want to talk about, because I talk to leaders about these areas all the time. Networking, skill development, and personal branding. They are essential tools in this whole new era. Networking, for many of you, as I said in other episodes, you've left it too late. You need to build your network before you need it. Networking is a key aspect for you as a leader that you should be doing on a daily basis. You've got to be strategic about it. You've got to be smart about it as well. Skill development, your ability to, as a leader, as a person, raising or lifting your skills in leadership and other things is important. You see, if you can lift your skills in those different areas, then you're going to help others come through as well. And it's very important that we do this. The security now lies not in the specific job, but in one's marketable skills and adaptability. Personal branding is a key one as well. What do I mean by that? How do you want to be known for as a leader? What is your personal brand? We talk about companies having brands, but you as an individual have a personal brand as well. What are you doing on a daily basis to help develop your personal brand? How are you showing up all the time? What that brand is really helps determine where you are going next in your career as well. Ultimately, job security today is less about relying on a company or even specific industry, but it's more about relying on oneself, you. It's about you relying on you. It's about being proactive, staying informed about industry trends, and being ready to adapt. It's about investing in your professional development, whether through that formal education, self-learning, or practical experiences. A lot of people say to me, where do I go to learn a lot of this? You've got the internet. It's massive. You don't need to rely on the Britannica, Encyclopedia Britannica nowadays. And for a lot of organizations or a lot of families, they couldn't afford to buy those many, many years ago. But we have the internet. It's free. And you've got so much out there. Yes, you need to be mindful about what you're actually reading and listening to. But I tell you what, you've got access to so much information today. Properly, too much information. So I think the thing here for you is to be out there on the cutting edge, you need to be reading books or listening to books, white papers, studies, networking with people. But I've got to say this to you. Don't wait for your organization to develop you. You need to develop yourself. Take ownership yourself. I've got to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on myself. I'm not asking that you need to do that. But I tell you what, you need to go out there and develop yourself as well. Because these organizations may pay for top performers or senior roles and things like that, but there's a lot of people within the organization that miss out. So is there job security in today's world? As I said earlier, the answer isn't as simple yes or no. It's all about how well is it you as an individual can navigate change, adapt to new environments, and reinvent yourself. We are living in a dynamic landscape, a dynamic world. Flexibility and ongoing learning aren't just beneficial to you. They're actually necessary. They're things that you're going to have to do. And those who embrace these principles are likely to find job security isn't about a place of employment, but about being someone of value no matter where you go. Job security is very much alive, but in a form that requires us to be more active participants on our career journey. In other words, the way I talk about it is that you're not on autopilot, you're being more deliberate in what you're doing. See, the power for you to secure your future career moves lies within the ability to adapt, learn, and apply skills in all sorts of different contexts or situations. The actor and comedian Steve Martin, he said this, "Get so good at what you do that they can't ignore you." And if you think about that whole scenario, what he just said, and relate it back to the skills, the networking, your personal branding, and all that, that's where you're going to actually find that things are going to be a lot stronger for you in your career journey. So listeners, here's the call to action. There's a couple. Download the 10 ways to lead in today's world. There is a link in the show notes for you to go ahead and do that, or check out my social media. I'm sending out, well, I'm posting different things around this where you can actually download the actual document. What I'm going to suggest you do is you review it. The 10 main themes and the 42 strategic insights. Understand where you stand with each of these main themes and then what you need to work on. So that's the first call to action. Number two call to action is, in today's episode, we talked about increasing your value as a professional in the areas of networking, leadership skills, and your brand. I work with leaders all the time around these areas and many more other areas. If you want to, let's get on a free strategy call for 15 to 30 minutes and let's talk about you. Let's talk about where you're wanting to go, what areas you need to work on, and see what areas and goals you might want to put in place for the next 12 months. Hey, listeners, that's it for this episode. It's always a pleasure being with you. Thanks for joining me on the Leadership is Changing podcast. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Leadership is Changing with your host, Dennis Giannoutsos. Each week, we and our guests provide information and insights through exploring leading change, inspiring executives and leaders to adapt and lead a bigger game in a fast-moving world.